Reactions has continued to trail the illegal operations of Integrated Oil and Gas Limited in a piece of land bordering Irede community and owned by the Onisiwo ruling family in Lagos. Information from the Federal Ministry of the Environment, Abuja, confirmed that an environmental impact assessment, EIA, approval has not been given to Integrated Oil and Gas Limited to commence operations at its land bordering Irede community. In a phone interview, the director of EIA at the Federal Ministry of the Environment, Abuja, Mr. John Alonge, said Integrated Oil and Gas told the ministry it has not started operation on its land. But investigation showed that dredging activities started since 2015, and heap of sand dredged from Apapa Creek can be seen around the land Integrated Oil and Gas Limited claimed to own. The ownership of the land by Integrated Oil and Gas Limited was denied by a member of the Onisiwo ruling family, Prince Kolapo Oloko, who said the family was not aware of the operations of Integrated Oil and Gas Limited on the land.
They thought you want anyone to do it to all approach us, tell us how much you want to pay for our land, because you cannot just come and jump on the land and start doing projects. That place is not a no man's land. It belongs to the Onisiwo royal family. There is no evidence of purchase. You have never met the family. All of a sudden, you are just giving orders and doing all sorts of things there. We are not aware at all until this moment when problem comes. They want to cut corners by dealing with people behind us, and this is the result they've got. If you want to have any talk with us, you should come to our palace. Come and tell us the proposal. Who sold the land to you? How did you get to the land? What do you intend to do on the land? All those things are things that you have to answer before you can do anything. Just jump on the land and start doing things that are damaging to the land. All along, he's been walking behind us. He has never seen us. He has never contacted us as owners.
The spokesperson for Irede Community Developers Association, Chief Raymond Gold, detailed the recent development as regards the operation of Integrated Oil and Gas Limited on the land bordering Irede community.
On Monday, as oil people, we are asking us to come to their place through our ballot. We are putting pressure on our ballot that we should come. And we ask, what are we going there to do? We wrote a letter to them. Now, they have not replied that letter. Honestly, we were expecting a response, and then we take it up from there. So we didn't honor the invitation, which was a verbal invitation. In that very evening, we were told that we wrote a petition to the police. I said, yeah. Our ballot was given the letter of invitation from the police. We are also made to understand that the petition is outrightly about my person, alleging that I am blackmailing him. What is the sole meaning of blackmail? Is it blackmail when a group of a community made up of law-abiding citizens are asking you to do what the law says? Is that blackmail? And then should you use the police to intimidate people who are asking you to do what the law says? That same Monday, staff from that is the Lagos State Ministry of Waterfront Infrastructure Development. They came to our community.
Dr. Nimo Bassi, the Executive Director of Health of Mother Earth Foundation, a non-governmental organization involved in environmental and community issues, explained that an environmental impact assessment, EIA, is a tool that helps in eradicating communal conflicts if all parties involved in a project are carried along. Dr. Nimo stressed that participation of host community in an EIA is key for the success of any project by an investor.
Nobody can say the association here in the community or individuals suffers inside for are not involved in the process of preparing that GI. The owner of the property of the land for areas to be utilized for any kind of development must be fully consulted, and they must have the full explanation of what the expected impact will be and what will be the best taken to remediate those. The EIA is never such a technical document that the organization cannot understand. If it is technical, the law requires that the proponent should explain and communicate in the layman's language what the project is about, what the impact will be, and what the actions of the legacy impact will be, so that the community or the person involved would be well informed of what is coming, and they would have to agree or disagree as to what level their remediation could be done. Anything beyond this has been challenged at the court of law.
The Environmental Impact Assessment Decree No. 86 of 1992, Laws of the Federation of Nigeria, promulgated by the then head of state, General Ibrahim Babangida, on the 10th of December 1992, states the following. The objectives of any environmental impact assessment shall be to establish, before a decision taken by any person, authority, corporate body, or unincorporated body, including the government of the federation, state, or local government, intending to undertake or authorize the undertaking of any activity that may likely or to a significant extent affect the community or have environmental effect on those activity, shall first be taken into account. Also, to encourage the development of procedures for information exchange, notification, and consultation between organs and persons when proposed activities are likely to have significant environmental effects on boundary or trans-state or on an environment of bordering towns and villages. I am Tina Armstrong.